Techno Progressivo. You are listening to Techno Progressivo on 101.9 CITR in Vancouver.
Welcome to Techno Progressivo. I'm DJ Wah, and you're listening to 101.9 CITR here in Vancouver. I'm proud to work and live on the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. I've got an excellent interview feature on tap for you this evening with UK duo Icarus, a melodic house, UK garage, and dark underground techno sounds on display. And we will get to that shortly, but first let's check out this episode's track of the week. Quebec's Cree has dropped another gem on Anjuna Deep. This is Initial. Okay, an amazing track of the week there, Cree with Initial. That's out now on Anjuna Deep and can be had wherever you buy your tracks. On to the feature for tonight's episode. Icarus will be in town next Thursday the 17th at the Biltmore, and I was fortunate to interview Tom from the group in the run-up to the show. For this one, I selected a broad range of music, house, vocal house, melodic house, UK garage, you name it. Their productions are diverse. There's some amazing musicianship on offer here as they add original elements to the world of electronic music. The lead track here is titled Tomorrow, full track list and a selection of Icarus web links can be found at Techno Progressivo's socials.
Thank you. amazing. She said, don't hide away from everything, don't run away again. I heard the calling of the distant voice growing in the trees. I heard the calling of the distant voice calling out for me. Finally opened my eyes. Now I finally opened my eyes. I can see it's just a moment in time. Now I finally opened my eyes. I can see it's just a moment in time.
This is DJ Waugh speaking to Tom Griffiths, Bristol-based, with his brother Ian. Collectively, they are Icarus and have been producing and DJing for the past decade. Globally, they've gigged all over the world, with releases on Fabric and Junadeep and their own Flyboy Records. They've clearly made their mark on the scene. They'll be here in Vancouver at the Biltmore Cabaret on Thursday, July 17th, and that's what we're here to talk about tonight. It's my pleasure to be speaking to them. This is Icarus.
Kissing, 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 k Love.
Okay, kicking things off here, this one may be challenging to pin down given the vast range of genres on your Beatport page. How would you currently define your sound, and would you say it's evolved and shifted over time?
Yeah, I mean, that is always quite a difficult question, I find. A lot of artists, I feel, kind of struggle sometimes to figure out, you know, where they fit, what's the box that they're in currently. We've definitely moved around over time. I guess, like, the kind of sound we are maybe mostly associated with is the sort of emotive, melodic, you know, dance music sort of thing. But, you know, we've done a bit of sort of more bass heavy stuff. We've done a bit of sort of like deep house. We do some broken beat, like garagey stuff. Yeah, I think you can't help but over time kind of develop your sound and want to change things up a bit, because you got to keep things interesting for yourself. Ian and I have always struggled to kind of write the same thing over and over again, if you know what I mean. Like, a lot of people can just be like, right, this is my pocket and this is what I do, and they stick to it, and that must be fantastic to be able to do that. But I think Ian and I, like, I don't know, maybe it's like the breadth of inspiration, influences or whatever that we've had, like, over our lifetime, we've just had to sort of move around the electronic sphere a bit. But it's always like house music, dance music at the core, and we just kind of move around that.
Hey, this is John Delirious.
Hi, this is Alfie from Dusky.
Hey, what's up? This is Darren Epsilon.
Hey, this is Adam Kate.
This is Jay Tripwire.
Hi, this is John Aquaviva, and you're listening to Techno Progressivo.
We'll be right back.
Okay, thinking way back to the beginning of all of this for you, can you think of a handful of tracks that really hooked you? What were they and what impact did they have on you?
Really, like with dance music, it came to me weirdly when I was like 12 years old. I got into like trance and hard house around that time. And I remember listening to, like, I don't know if you remember the old Clubber's Guide to Ibiza, Clubber's Guide to Trance, Clubber's Guide to 2000 and all of that. It was all on like Ministry of Sound, like CD packs. And that sound, I don't know, that just like caught my attention, and I got heavily, heavily into that. So I don't know, like old tracks by like Highgate or who else? You know, like Spiller and even tunes like Darude Sandstorm when that first came around, like 12-year-old me was like, what is this? That really grabbed me. But then, I don't know, being a teenager, you move around and you get into something else, and then you completely like disregard what you were into previously. Got really into like punk and rock and metal and stuff like that for a while. And then I think hitting clubbing age, when you could go out in the UK, you can go out at like 18, but we could get into clubs at like 16, 17, and found drum and bass. And I remember hearing old like John B and like Cosheen and like old Ronnie Size, Brown Paper Bag, like that was all around at that time. And I think that really sort of cemented the electronic sound again as being like something that I wanted to be involved with. And I know it was the same for Ian as well, because everything that I listened to, me and Ian are brothers, and he's like 3 years younger than me, so everything that I was listening to, he'd always like hear through the bedroom walls, you know what I mean? So that was our inspirations kind of got shared.
Okay, let's move on over to production here. As a duo, how do you approach that? Are there some elements that one of you does better than the other and vice versa, and then you bring it all together? Or do you collaborate throughout the entire process?
That's kind of changed over time as well. It's become a lot more like streamlined. I think as we've developed in our artist career, in our business career, like that's had to morph and change. We used to sit down Monday to Friday every day, and we would be next to each other and we would be writing, you know, 9 to 12 hours a day, and we'd be starting and doing everything. We'd just swap places, you know, like we'd take it in turns in front of the computer. Like we'd play guitar and bass, and we got some synths and whatever, and we would just go at it constantly. And we used to quite naively try and like finish every track, where it felt like we were trying to finish every track. Like we would start an idea and we would not leave it. Like if it was really difficult to, like, we would go around in circles, it would change. I mean, realistically, a project might have been 7 or 8 different songs, but like we would just go at it constantly, and that is not a good way to work. Nowadays we're a lot more kind of sensible with it. We and we work apart different, you know, quite a lot now. So we'll start ideas separately, come together, show, you know, we can just show a sort of 16 bar loop to the other one and go, okay, cool, I like that, like let's develop it. Sit down, we listen to each other a lot. We do have quite similar views, I think, whether that's just because of the way we were wired or whether that's because we've now been doing this. We've been like making music or playing music together all our lives. Maybe it's because of that we now have similar tastes and ideas, but I think we're quite like respectful of each other's ideas. And again, over time, you learn that if the other person is not into an idea, there is no point pushing it. So you just go, okay, cool, let's like work on something else that we both find interesting, find inspiring, and push forward with that. As far as like strengths and weaknesses go, I think Ian's like amazingly technical. He's just an absolute wizard when it comes to like mixing and production tips and all of that. Like, he's your guy, and he has a different ear to most people. So, you know, I definitely listened. Like when he's picking something out, I'm like, okay, cool, I'll run with that. Like you can hear it, and yeah, he's like really good at that. But again, I guess we both do everything. So I think it's pretty shared.
Discorder, that free magazine from CITR, has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke you every day. Pick up a copy around Vancouver or fuck with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theatre, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theatre, visit their website at www.riotheatre.ca.
You are listening to the Icarus interview here on Techno Progressivo. I'm DJ Waugh, and the station is 101.9 CITR. That half of the interview wrapped up with their collab with Mafro, titled Let Me Be. Full track list and a selection of Icarus web links can be found on Techno Progressivo's socials. Part 2 kicks off with the track Draw the Line.
Draw the line, I draw the line. John told me to draw the line. Do it now, don't cut it fine. Draw the line, just draw the line. Nip it now, all in the bud. Rinse it out, no soap, no sud. Cut it fast and hard and dry. Kiss your teeth and cut your eye. Just draw the line, call it a day. Don't take on anything they say. Just turn it off, lock off the ting. Turn off the tap, no showering. No basking and no bathing here. No cotching and no raving here. No eating and no sleeping here. No drinking or drug taking here. I've drawn the line, you'll pay a fine, and it won't be your crossing mine. Well, if you are, I'll straighten out, and you'll see what I'm on about. With drawing lines, I'm using knives, and carving out this niche of mine. I'm seeing red, I had to be, was pushed to my extremities. I've drawn the line.
Okay, let's take a look at your Flyboy Records label. What is the musical policy for it? And how has the process of running it been going for you?
Yeah, that's been a journey. I mean, we actually started Flyboy at the same time that Icarus started. So Ian and I had been doing music for like 10 years at that point. We'd done other projects, we'd been in bands. We really felt like when Icarus started, we were ready to start a record label. We thought we really knew what we were doing, like everything seemed clear to us at that time. Looking back, it definitely wasn't. But that's something that we knew, like, okay, we're inspired to do this, we want to build it alongside Icarus, the brand. It's been a real experience. It's been really fun getting involved with other artists and trying to help them along. Like, it's inspiring to hear other people's music, meet new people, hear their take on things, and as you know, we've grown, like, help people along as well. We learn a lot about the business, I guess, and you can appreciate things from a different perspective, because quite often, you know, if you're just an artist, you don't know what it's like to be a manager, or you don't know what it's like to be a record label, and like, you can just have your view of things. And I think it really helps to know both sides. It helps you like manage expectation, it helps you know like how things work, and I think that's been quite key for us. It's also been, it's like a passion project. It's not something, you know, I get every record label will tell you this, you've got to really want to do it and really love it, and we have. And I think we've had like ebbs and flows of energy with it, ebbs and flows of releasing. A couple of years ago we did our own album on the label, and that was quite like a big moment for us. We've been in a major label deal for 5.5 years with FFRR Parlophone, came out of that and then did an album on our own label, which was like quite a cool thing to do, like a big experience to write, produce, mix, and then have to promote your own album.
Okay, let's move on over to DJing. Similar to the production question, how do you approach your sets as a duo?
Yeah, I think we've found what we prefer, I guess, now is like, if we've got 90 minutes, 2 hours or longer, we tend to have a couple of tracks each and just always run it like that. Because like, there's two of you up there, you want to be like busy enough. I think if you have any more mixes than that, the other person's kind of standing around a bit, and like, yeah, it's still fun to like be in the vibe, but you don't really want to be just like not involved for longer than sort of 10 minutes at a time. So we found that's kind of a bit of a sweet spot. Where if you've just got like an hour set, for example, sometimes we'll do one each. I think it's quite nice to be able to plan a couple of mixes in your head and do it like that. So yeah, we just do two at a time and kind of share it like that. We'll be right back.
Okay, and then still in the vein of DJing here, what is it that you think makes your set stand out?
I think nowadays there's a lot of Icarus music in there. So I guess, like, because we've got such a discography now, people aren't going to be playing as many Icarus tunes as we're playing. So that, I guess, nowadays is quite a big part of our sets. And I think we kind of try to build a bit of a journey, like, throughout, especially, like I say, 90 minutes, 2 hours plus, like, you can do a lot more. You can go into, like, pockets and stuff and really experiment a little bit more. And I think we've learned over time to play more of our music. Like, when we first started, there's this weird thing, and I know other DJs or other artists have this, like, artists who DJ, so often, like, they don't play their own records. And I don't know, it's a weird thing of, like, oh, no, people don't want to hear my stuff. Like, you know, you're playing other people's records. So we've learned, and I find this in a crowd as well, like, I want to see that DJ playing their song, and it's weird when you're the other side of it. So we've learned to put more and more Icarus tunes in there. So I guess that's one thing. And then hopefully, like, good flow and dynamics. I like to kind of have some moments, you know, in there where the energy's up, the tempo will go up. We play anything really from kind of 122 up to, like, hitting 140. So having some dynamic range throughout the set is probably something that's not unique, but, like, interesting, you know, in our set.
Earlier on, you did mention that dropping a record on your own label was a highlight. Along this whole journey, can you think of one or two other achievements that have really stood out for you, and why?
Yeah, I think signing to Pete Tong's label in that 2015, that was a big moment. You know, he's a legend, and getting to work with him and his team, like, for a few years, like, that was really, really cool. We did, like, an amazing experience, opportunity, and learning curve. We toured with Rufus Du Sol in America. We did, like, a month on the road there and then came back to the UK and did a week with them. That was huge. And I think actually, like, getting to Ibiza, you know, like I said, when I was 12, I was buying those Clubbers Guide to Ibiza CDs, and it seemed this magical, mythical place, and it is. And I think getting to that point, you know, as an adult, where you're being booked and you're going out there and, you know, several times a year, like, that was a huge, huge moment, like, that summer where you're like, we're actually here.
This is Peter O.
My name's Tracy Cooper.
Hey guys, this is Dinox.
Hello people, what's up? This is Latif.
Hello, this is Tim and Dave from Ski Tour.
Hey, Simon Doty here, and you are listening to Techno Progressivo.
Looking into that crystal ball, as you continue to go forward in this, where do you want to take this in both production and DJ?
I think now it's about development, like it's about development of sound and like keeping interested and keeping things interesting as well. Like we're moving into a phase where we feel now our sound is developing again, and we've got an EP coming out, and we've got like four records coming out quite quickly over the next sort of 3 months. It's an EP called Hyperphys, and it's more energetic, I think, than people might be expecting from Icarus. It's still got like our deep and melodic movements in there, but we feel like we found a way to make club records that still have that like kind of emotion and stuff in there as well, but it's still, you know, big bass lines and fat four to the four drums. So we want to do more of that. We want to keep developing and just like seeing new places and DJing in new places. And you know, the Canada shows, Vancouver, I've never been. Like, I'm absolutely buzzing to come and do stuff like that, because you see these places and think, I've always wanted to go there. And Vancouver has been on my bucket list for a long time, and I want to keep ticking off bucket list things like that.
This has been Icarus. A selection of their tracks can be had on Beatport, Apple Music, Spotify, Juno Download, and Bandcamp. As well, a full list of their weblinks can be found on Techno Progressivo's social. Remember to check them out at the Biltmore Cabaret Thursday, July 17th, and tickets for that are still available online. Thank you very much for doing this.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
We are all done for another episode of Techno Progressivo. Thank you so much to Tom from Icarus for agreeing to interview. The Icarus track Finalis closed things out with some full-on techno. Full track list and a selection of their web links can be found at Techno Progressivo's socials. Head over there to find out more about the minds behind the music. If you've enjoyed the show and want to hear it again, visit the Techno Progressivo show page at CITR.ca or Apple Podcasts. To give this one another spin or to hear more great guest mixes and interviews from days gone by, keep up to date with Techno Progressivo. Follow our socials, Facebook, Instagram, and SoundCloud. Attic Jams is up next on the station. Stick around to see what they've got in store for you tonight. Before we go, let's do as we always do and set the controls in the time machine for this episode's track from the past. For this one, we're going to hop back 16 years in time to 2009 to showcase one of Toronto's finest. Carlo Leo serves remix duty on Kenny Glasgow's track, Logan's Run. Enjoy it, and I will see you back here next time.